2AIT listening. Well, I might be wrong, but I do believe this is the actual official night of his birthday, so he may not be doing the net tonight, but I'm going to give him another shout. KA2VLA, this is KD2AIT.
Jeff, this is his birthday today. I talked to him a little earlier this evening, and I know he has family over there, and they're having a big cake and so on and so forth. I doubt that you say that he'll be around. KA2VLA.
Roger that. Okay, I'll do it. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Okay, up here, I'm up at camp tonight. Up here we have 10 degrees, and inside we have, it's almost 70, 69 degrees here in the camp. All right, this is KD2AIT. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 5A1W.
KD2AIT.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's four. We'll start at the top with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Not a whole lot. 7 degrees here. Cold as anywhere else, especially by you guys. I heard this afternoon you went up on the hill or went somewhere and lit up a fire and got things warmed up and what have you. So I hope heat and everything is still there and you're comfy for the evening. But not a lot going on here. Glad to hear that Clint's okay. He had his, I think I understood his birthday was today. Not really sure about that, but anyway, happy birthday to him anyway, whether he's on or not. And that's pretty much it, Jeff. So I'll turn it back to you, N5AOW.
Okay, Bill, yeah, Clint's 90th birthday is today. We've kind of been celebrating it here for the last week because the place they were supposed to have the party couldn't have it here this weekend because of all the snowmobile stuff going on in town. So it's been a long week for him, I'm pretty sure. But I think tonight it was just a quiet night there with the family, as far as I understand. So, and yeah, we're up here at camp. We got a fire going here in the wood stove, and it's pretty comfortable in here right now. Kind of hanging out and listening to some music and then decided to run the net here. All right, well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. Sounds like you're a little colder up there than we are here, so bundle up. Maybe I was going to get a little colder here tonight. All right, we'll move on to KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Everybody on board. And you mentioned you got 10. That's what we had down here in Liverpool, 10 degrees. And I think the other gentleman's up in out of the lake area there, so He must be a little bit cooler up there. But anyways, yeah, I talked to Clint on the phone tonight, so I knew he had the company and everything. But anyways, that's about it from down here. It was a nice sunny day. It got up to low 20s anyways. And got a few things done, got some shopping done, and all that good stuff. 73's all around, KA2Z.
Alrighty, Jack. Well, a good day to do it. You know, there wasn't any serious weather. It was a little cool, but there wasn't any precip. So a good day to go out and get that stuff done. And hopefully, I'm hoping for the same kind of day tomorrow. I'd like to see get a little sunshine up here. I want to go out and take a round outside. So hopefully we'll have a repeat there tomorrow. But, all right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. Your signal sounds good tonight. I'm assuming you're not on the beam, right?
No, actually, I am on the beam. See, when it doesn't rain or something before it freezes, I have no problem. In other words, it's just been quite cold the last couple of weeks, and it's been working fine. But I still have no way of cutting out that repeater on Bristol Hill there, south of Rochester. And if they come on, it just totally overrides me. Override your station, you know. KA2Z.
Well, all right. Well, you sound good. So I'm glad that the beam's working, and thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KC2WA, Pete. Good evening. How is the snow doing today?
KC2WI. Well, I'm sure it was nice. I didn't go. I was working. And I kind of thought maybe I was going to snowmobile down to Lyons Falls to take a look at a cash register, programming a cash register. And I just was working on stuff. And then I probably should have done that, but I didn't. Then I realized this is the Boonville Snow Festival weekend, and so my plan was to get down to Fort White and pick up my geotracker and the trailer, come back and throw one of my old snowmobiles on there and go down and ride in the parade, the torchlight parade. I did that a couple, 3 years ago, and it was really fun. But I just got a little too late. I had a guy, if I had left 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, earlier, I'd have been gone. But I had a customer call me, and, you know, I've had his laptop for a while. He's had all kinds of little quirky things. And he was on his way back, and he was in Port Lytton, and, you know, so I figured by the time I got out, he'd be just about here anyway. I ran over to the post office and came back instead of just running over to the post office and keep going south. And it was like 5 o'clock, and I just didn't see myself. You know, it would have been like he said. I said, "Well, you think I can do it?" He says, "I think you're going to be rushing." I have to go down to Port Light and get the trailer, come back, put a snowmobile on it, get down to Boonville. They start the parade at 6:30. You know, it would have just been cutting it close. Like this, that I don't need this. And so the only thing I did outside today was rake the snow off the roof and run the snowblower finally. And yeah, it's really quite nice out, but oh well.
Well, you said that's a long walk on the trail, and that's where you timed out in Old Minnesota. So go on from where you timed out there.
Oh, I said I think maybe I should take my snowshoes, you know, if it's really nice and sunny, and just go ride someplace, and then, you know, go walk around, poke around in the woods or the edge of a stream or something. It's always fun to do that. You know, I'm not. Oh, I think what I said was,
if you can avoid it, you know, unless you have no other choice, probably the weekend is not a good time to take long rides on the trails, the main trails. What happens is maybe you start out and it's real nice, but you got to come back, and by the time you get halfway there, you know, coming back, like if I went to Stillwater, let's say, that would be okay in the morning, but if you stay there too long and have to come back, you know, the trails aren't that great, so I got tons of work to do anyway, but if it's sunny, I'm going to go out and ride a little, maybe snowshoe. I guess I could cross-country ski. I haven't done that at all this year. That's not a bad idea either, but I'm certainly not going to sit inside another day when it's this nice, but who knows. I haven't looked at the weather forecast tomorrow, but I guess it's going to be not any colder than today, but maybe not as sunny. We'll see. KC2WI.
All right, well, good luck. I think, I'm hoping we get some sun. I don't know what the report is, but I like it when we get sun when I'm up here, recharges up the batteries, but. All right, well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good time there tomorrow. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. By the way, I wanted to mention to you, I remember one time we had this discussion, I don't know if we ever completed it, but about those LED lights, we were wondering if they would hold up well over, you know, with a, say, 14 volts going through them instead of 12 volts. When I got up here to the camp today, the battery system was charged right up to 14.1, and the lights ran fine with it, so they didn't seem to care at all. All right, so what's going on with you tonight?
Well, first of all, happy birthday to Clinton if he's listening. 90 is quite a feat. We got 10 degrees up on the hill here. And had one girl home from college last weekend, have another girl home from college this weekend. Not at the same time, but any visit is nice. Got a load of firewood in and got the wood stove going. We're all set for the night.
All right, sounds good. Good. I'm glad you got some family there, and well, enjoy the night, and stay warm and keep that wood stove loaded up. All right, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Okay, well, for myself, I had a dentist appointment this morning in Utica. Got that done with, and got back and pretty much I did a little bit of work, but not much. And then, you know, kind of got things ready. I had to work late last night, and then I get up early this morning, so I took a nap just to kind of make up for the fact that I only had about 3 hours sleep last night. And so I grabbed a little couple hours of shut eye, and then got up and started getting ready, and got the everything packed up, and had to run around and drop some kids off and this and that, family stuff, and then got up here with a snowmobile probably about, oh, I don't know, 4 or 4:30. Got it unloaded, and in here, the snow's pretty deep up in here, considering, you know, compared to what it was last weekend. Anyway, yeah, I'd say they probably got about a foot and a half of snow here over the last week, so I was surprised, you know, coming in, the snow was coming right up, and right up over the windshield and right on me, so it was a little tipsy-turvy coming down the trail to getting into here, but I got in fine, and got a fire going immediately. That's like the first thing I do when I get up here. Got the fire going, and we cooked up dinner, and we're just kind of kicking back, relaxing, listening to some blues on the radio, and having a couple cold ones. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
N2WBX.
KC2WI.
Okay, we'll start with the N2WBX. Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight? Is it cooled down more over there?
We're just a shade on the 6 degrees here. Yeah, I got nothing for you, Jeff, but I'm loath to check in when I have nothing to say, and I guess you already know that. So I'll be standing by on the side. Yeah, have a good night up there. Stay warm and have fun.
All right, Dennis, well, thanks, and, well, it's surprising. Bloomfield's colder than it is here. Usually it's the other way around, but, let's see, actually it's ticked up a degree here. We're 11 degrees here now, so, yeah, you've, you're way down there, so that's interesting to know. There won't be any precipitation coming in. That's all. I don't care how cold it gets. I just don't want to wake up to a snowstorm. So, all right, Dennis, thanks for checking in. KC2WA, what's going on again there, Pete?
Yeah, I'm looking for approximately your location on the National Weather Service, and they're saying the low is going to be -4 tonight, and the high is going to be 14 tomorrow, and there's only a 20% chance of snow tomorrow. Sounds good. There's a slight chance of snow after 3 p.m., mostly sunny. And then tonight it's just a slight chance of snow shower, so it's not like it's going to be any real snow. -4. And it's 12 here. It's interesting. I was thinking, because I'm going to this meeting, but maybe I should snowmobile over and visit you, or drive over. If I drive over, is there anywhere to, like, park the car and unload the snowmobile, or I just got to do it on the side of the road?
Well, there's two spots you can park there. There's that, there's one that's about, I'd say almost a mile from where my dirt road is there, and, you know, it's right at North Lake Road, but if you go past my road, you'll see where my truck and trailer are parked. There should be enough room for you to get in there. I mean, they really plowed it out, which I'm kind of surprised because this year, you know, they've been stoning the road all the way up there to North Lake, and they left a big pile of stone in that parking area, the one that's past my camp. And I said, well, that's not good. I don't like to park there in the wintertime. There's not that much space. And last time I came up there and parked, I barely had enough room to get in there without being on the road. And then when I came here today, apparently the town plow pushed all the snow and the stone right into the woods. So they wasted that big pile of stone, but there's a big space there. So if you go past where my camp road is, you'll see my little Nissan truck up there. You pull in right there, then you just come back, like not even a half a mile, and then you jump right in. You'll see where my snowmobile trail is.
Well, I'm going to decide what I'm going to do when I do it, I guess. Sunday sounds like it's going to be cloudy and snow. I mean, probably not bad, but they're not. It's still only 40%. But I think tomorrow's a nicer day of the two, and I think I'm going to go out, and then Sunday I'm going to work. What I'm kind of angling to do is get enough things out of the way so that Tuesday or Wednesday, I can ride from here over to Lake Pleasant, and there's a Pleasant Rider Snowmobile Club Wednesday night, and then I'll ride back on Thursday. We're certainly not going to have any, rain or problems like that. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do it or not, but, better not wait for better conditions, because who knows what's going to happen in a week. And finally, we got enough snow, I think, everywhere to do that, but I don't know. We'll just see how things go tomorrow. And maybe I'll make my way down there. Maybe what I'll do is ride down to Bob J's there in Port Lyden, Wildcat Road, on the snowmobile, because the trailer's already there on the vehicle, and that'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll have picked up my vehicle without leaving the other one there. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. I'll try calling you on the radio if I make any decisions about coming down that way. And I'm not going to ride all the way down there, although that's possible too, but only if I started early in the morning. I come down to North Lake and then just ride up. Here to North Lake is a long ride because it isn't straight. Anyway, talk to you later, KC2WA. Thank you.
and I don't know what my plans are tomorrow, so I don't expect to be too far away from the place if I do go out. I was thinking about maybe taking a ride up there to Lion's Camp, but I'm not sure yet if I want to do it, because it's not really a trail, it's a, you know, it's a logging road, and, you know, if I break down there, there's chances are it's going to stay there until spring, so nobody goes up there very often, but I was thinking about doing that ride tomorrow, but we'll see. Otherwise, I should be around, and I have my handheld with me if I'm up there anyway, so, all right, thanks, Pete. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill, Jack, Pete, Ray, and Dennis for checking in tonight. It's 873, so those listening in. This is KD2AIT. I'll be clearing QSY for a bit.
Good evening, this is W2JUV, Rock 10, Natick County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations to check in here tonight.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, good evening, thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in with Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net?
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, good evening to you, thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in with this evening's session of I-10?
KC2MBU, leaving no traffic.
KCNB2, that recognizes. Very good. Any other stations out there I'd like to check in tonight with Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net? This is I-10, looking for all check-ins with traffic or without. I-10, final call. Looking for any station would like to check in. W2JUV clear.